Put a pass in the slot. Smith Ellis. He shoots. Sterling is down with a butterfly save.
Ekholm passing to Ribeiro. Now to Forsberg over the hot line. He shoots. Kick save is made by Darling.
Down to Wilson along the right boards. Cuts to the slot. Gave it to Ribeiro. He fired a shot. Darling is down with a butterfly save. He's lost his goal stick. And then from behind the net, Ribeiro tried to bank one off of Darling's equipment and have it go into the Hawk net, but Darling shut the door there. Scott Darling, the Chicago area native, putting on a show here in the Music City.
That's why John Weideman's one of the best. Scott Darling, a hometown hero, Stanley Cup champ, and now broadcaster on the Blackhawks, NBC Sports Chicago, pre, post, and intermission coverage. He's joining Pat Boyle, Colby Cohen, Kaylee Chelios, all that fine crew. And he joins us now on Blackhawks Live on WGN Radio. Scott, how's it going, man? Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. I'm great. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Listen, I definitely want to get into what you're going to be doing this year on the TV side and everything about you. But really quick, what's impressed you about this Blackhawks team so far?
I mean, I'm biased, but got to say the goaltending.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to ask about Pete Mrazek and Alex Stalock. That's two goaltenders that have no problem playing the puck, Alex Stalock especially, and he's actually said that he feels like he has to do that because his size, he's not one of the biggest goaltenders. How much of that really goes into a goaltender's confidence? I mean, you're a bigger guy. Did you feel more confident in between the pipes because of your size?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for Alex, he's on the smaller side, you know, on the spectrum of, so he has to be aggressive and play out. But he is honestly probably the best puck handling goalie I've seen since Marty Turco. And, you know, for the Hawks, you know, and Mrazek's a great puck handler too, so that's really helping. Like, you can't dump the puck in on the Hawks this year because the goalies are going to get it right out of the zone. So that's going to be a huge attribute for the boys to help the team.
Yeah, and it seems pretty cool, too, that Luke Richardson is all for it, and he feels that that can incorporate with his offense and his defensive scheme. And I don't know, wouldn't be surprised to see a couple assists from each goaltender this year.
Yeah, they'll be putting up points.
Scott, let's talk about you and what you're doing now. It's really cool because it seems like a good combination of everything you're good at. Talking about hockey, being in front of an audience, putting your own personal twist on this new gig. What are you most excited about this new role?
It's just fun. It's, you know, as a, you know, 1 year retired, just starting a new endeavor, you know, taking on a new challenge. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I've only done one game so far. I think my next game is a home opener. And, you know, everyone there is great. And, you know, I'm a little baby. You got to hold my hand. Just tell me what to do. Like, I'm an athlete. It's like, you tell me what to do, I'll do it the best I can. And so it's very exciting for me.
I do remember you being really good with the media. Did you ever envision yourself being in this kind of position when you figured your hockey career would be over?
Not really. But, you know, as I've, you know, kind of transitioned out of playing, you know, I've gotten into stand-up comedy and kind of being more, you know, kind of like when you're playing, you're kind of like buttoned up, like, you know, because I'm a goofball in real life, but you're kind of like buttoned up and not being, you know, who you really are. And so I'm excited to kind of bring that into, you know, Blackhawks fans' lives, like in their living rooms. So I'm excited to, you know, share my, you know, knowledge from playing and also kind of, you know, bring some light to what could be the greatest season.
Yeah, just letting your hair down, letting loose, and being yourself. Tell me more about the stand-up comedy. How did you first get into that?
So I've always loved stand-up. I never thought I would actually do it. And then I was watching a show at the Laugh Factory in Chicago, and this comedian went on, and he was hilarious. So we had the same type of humor. And I met him in the lobby, like, just by happenstance, you know, Blackhawks, like, whatever. And we became great friends. His name's Ray Wisbrock. And he told me, like, just try it. Do it one time. Just, you know, open for me once. If you don't like it, I'll never ask you to do it again. So him and I, we drove to Valparaiso, Indiana. And I did it, and I was terrible. But I loved it. Like, I loved it.
Wow.
Nervous, anxious, excitement, like the rush up your spine. It, like, reminded me of playing in the NHL. And ever since then, I've been, you know, that's, you know, my favorite thing that I do most nights.
What about it was so rough the first time? Was it just crickets? Was it no jokes for Landon? Or what do you think went wrong with it?
It was just like, I was like, I look back because, like, I was so, like, monotone. I was so nervous. Like, you just see it on me. Like, I was so, like, you know, bland and, you know, slow. And, like, now that I've, like, gotten more comfortable, like, now it's, like, put a mic in my hand. Like, let's go. Like, let's go. And I just turn it on, and I'm eccentric and loud, and, you know, my humor is, like, kind of dark. But I look back at, like, because I call it, like, game tape, because I film all my, you know, shows. So watching from where I started to where I am now, it's, you know, it's just like anything. You got to work at it and get good. And, you know, it's been going pretty well.
Yeah, and I'll echo that because I've seen a couple of clips that you've posted or that are just online, and you don't look nervous at all on those. So I'm actually kind of surprised. I mean, listen, it takes guts to do stand-up, so I can only imagine what the first trial is like. But it's just like anything. You got to practice to get better. Was there any good advice you got for doing stand-up comedy?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've gotten a lot of good advice. But the big thing is, like, you have to, like, be okay with, like, not doing good one night.
Right.
You know, like, bombing, you know. Like, as me as an athlete, like, if I had a bad game, I would, like, lose sleep for days over it, you know. And early on in comedy, if I bombed, like, I would, like, you know, oh my, like, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And comedians, like, you know, there's always there's always another stage, there's always another show, like, just, because, like, I mean, humble brag, I haven't bombed that many times in my new comedy career, but I've probably saved, like, three bombs. But it's just, like, being okay, and, you know, the hecklers, it's like, it reminds me of the same thing playing hockey, like, the people you hear on Twitter, but, like, a heckler in front of you when you're actually, like, in the, you know, a theater and improv, like, you know, kind of just, like, don't let it eat away at you, because, like, it's going to happen. So that's, like, a big thing that early on it was hard for me, but now, like, I don't care. Like, you can... I've been heckled. Someone tried to run me out of the Laugh Factory a couple weeks ago, and I put him in a grave.
Okay, all right, because that's, I feel like that's the most challenging thing about stand-up comedy, but it also makes the best comedians is when they're able to give it back, because it's so real. You don't have time to prepare for that at all.
Yeah, I mean, like, so this guy, one of the things about comedy, like, when I'm, like, practicing, it's, like, time. You need time, so you have to worry about, you know, how many jokes you can tell and all this stuff. And this guy, he tried to, like, just a front row, just a heckler, just a guy who's, like, just there to ruin someone's night. And he took, like, 2 minutes out of my set, just giving it to me. And I was like, but I mean, I put him in a body bag. And so it's just, and even that in itself is, like, funny for the audience to, like, you know, see that. So,
Is there anything from that retaliation radio arable remind you that you're on the radio right now? Anything from that you can share with us?
Yeah, the guy. So I have, like, a nervous tic when I'm on stage, and so I look down, and this guy thought I was reading, like, notes, but I wasn't. And he was like, memorize it, memorize it. I was like, I'm not reading anything. I just, like, when I do my punchlines, I kind of look down after, like, that's, you know, a thing. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you're a bum, you're a bum. And I was like, you know what the best part about winning the Stanley Cup is? I don't care what you have to say. And he's like, you're a loser, you're a loser. And I was like, dude, I was like, I'm $20 million playing hockey. I really don't care what comes out of your mouth. And then he's like, I'm getting up. You're putting me to sleep. You're putting me to sleep. You're reading it. And I was like, you probably should go to sleep because you got to get up and work at Walmart tomorrow. Like, and just, you know, just like back and forth. And like, we went back and forth for like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't have that much time on set that night. So I was like, just, you know, some people are, that's.
Right. Well, you clearly got some of those confidence backers in your back pocket with the Stanley Cup ring and some of the money you've made. So I'm sure that definitely helps. But that's the cool thing about you, Scott, is you're very open. You know, you're not afraid to shy away from your life and what you've gone through. I just reread your Players Tribune article, and it's so enlightening, and it's just, what a story. And I think it's important that you are vocal about it and express yourself, because people who might be going through the same types of situations might feel the need to bottle it up and hide from it. And you know, you basically explained how getting help and talking to people and expressing emotions helped you out so much. I mean, is there anything that you want to put out there to somebody that might be going through a rough time, because, you know, you're such a success story of it?
I mean, honestly, talk. Like, I you know, I went through things when I was younger, and now, even as an adult, like, it turned like a corner in my, like, 31, I'd say 30, and it's like being vulnerable. If you're having, just talk, like, have this, your friends, family, anybody in your life, like, don't be embarrassed about how you're feeling. Like, just, like, even to this day, I'll call my mom. I'm 33 years old. If I'm having a rough day, I'll, like, call my mom and tell her how I'm feeling. Or my therapist, who unfortunately just passed away on me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got to find a new one. But, so I have new jokes about that in my stand-up, too.
you did say you have dark humor. I mean, I know it all comes from a good, good place.
I mean, just, it's okay to be vulnerable.
Right.
That's something it took me a while to learn. But if I'm having a bad day, I call my best friend. I'm like, man, I'm just having a bad day. Like, talk. You know, that my biggest advice is, don't be afraid. Like, you're not a wuss because you're feeling sad or, like, you know, struggling with something. Like, that's what your friends and your network and your family's for. It's okay. It doesn't make you less of a person to be feeling some way. So that's my biggest advice. It took me a while to learn.
And that's coming from a hockey player, Stanley Cup champ. I think it's important that you say that kind of stuff, Scott.
I'll beat the wheels off you, but I'll cry sometimes. So it's like, it doesn't make you less of a person.
Right. You know? It's a good balance. It's a necessary balance.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, hey, Scott, listen, I mean, you're the competition. You're on the pre-post intermission for TV. We do it on the radio side, but you're just such a guy that I wanted on the show. That's why you're here. So it's not often we put the rival content on the air with us, but really appreciate you taking time out of your Monday night and, you know, hoping to get to know you along this year and really looking forward to somewhat working with you.
All right.
All right, Scott, thanks a lot, and we'll see you down the road, okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
That is Scott Darling, again, Stanley Cup champ with the Blackhawks in 2015 and now part of the NBC Sports broadcast crew for pre, post, and intermission.